I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my wonderful friends. Welcome back to r/pro revenge, where you come to hear stories about people getting what they deserve. Guys, in this episode, there's two stories. The first is a Karen that sues a company and it goes completely wrong. The second story is OP exposing his sleazy, scummy, disgusting boss and sending him to the good old slammer. I hope you stay for the stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future stories. Let's dive in. This first story is titled, Karen Wants $1,000 Cash for a $10 Coupon That Was Sent to the Wrong Address. This story is from a few years ago, when I worked in the legal department of a 1,000-store national retailer. As part of my job, I handled customer service complaints that elevated when the customer threatened legal action. Our customer service call center forwarded Karen's call to me after she threatened legal action. Karen left a message claiming that she was not provided $10 in customer reward coupons. This was the spend $200, receive a $10 coupon in the mail sort of thing. And she explained how she purchased clothing for her son and daughter for back to school. I looked into it and called Karen back. It turned out that we had an old address associated with her account. No big deal, right? I spoke with Karen and I offered to send her the original $10 coupon and an additional $25 for her trouble to the correct address. And that did not satisfy Karen. She claimed that we should have known her address and that she was going to sue us if we didn't pay her $1,000 in cash. Her rationale was that it would cost us at least $1,000 to defend the suit, so we should just pay it to her. I declined, but still sent her the $10 coupon that she was entitled to through the program. Sure enough, she sued us for breach of contract, fraud, and any other conceivable charge. I went to my boss, the COO, and told him the story, and he asked what I wanted to do. I was feeling vengeful because she was fairly rude to me over the phone, and I said I'd rather pay legal fees to a defense attorney than to pay Karen, and he agreed. I contacted outside counsel, our awesome attorney, and explained the situation to him, and I kid you not, he said, "I get to sue Karen? I should be paying you guys, I'll gladly take the case." And he agreed to defend us at a reduced rate. Part of our defense strategy was to countersue her under the state's frivolous lawsuit statute, which would move the suit from small claims court to the larger civil court. Awesome Attorney filed our answer and counterclaim. Although Karen was an attorney, she was not a defense attorney, so she had to engage her own attorney to defend her against the counterclaim. After a couple of hearings, she offered to settle for no more money exchanged and the dismissal of both suits, and she didn't even get the $25 coupon that I offered her. I talked with the awesome attorney about continuing our claim, but he advised it would probably be worth settling and being done with rather than being vindictive. Although vindictive would have been fun, courts tend not to like that, so I agreed. My company ended up paying Awesome Attorney $900 in attorney's fees. Awesome Attorney later called and told us that the attorney Karen engaged charged her $1,700 to defend the suit. Although I would have liked to continue with our suit, I think her having to pay $1,700 over a $10 coupon sent to the wrong address is sufficient justice. I'm so glad OP stood his ground and defended against this person who tried to milk a company for something ridiculous as sending a coupon to the wrong address. I would have gladly taken that $25 coupon and would have checked the mailbox every single day for it. But not Karen. Karen would never do that. She would rather pay $1,700 than to take that $25 coupon. Oh, typical Karen. Big L. Almost two decades ago, I worked in a magazine publishing industry as an advertising and marketing manager. What this meant is that I sold advertising spaces in our line for various publications. You know those fancy clothing ads or product ads between articles? Yeah, those. And when you're good at it, you can make embarrassingly large stacks of cash. I was about 20 years old, making a very healthy $150,000 a year. So I thought I nailed a dream job. My director, on the surface, seemed like the most awesome boss. He was charismatic, and he knew how to lead. He was a retired Marine and was incredibly good at motivating his subordinates. He was friends with the actual Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort, and had him come into our company to teach us how to close sales. And yes, I know how to sell you this pen. My director, we'll call him D, was in actuality one of the shadiest people I've ever met, and his overconfidence in his skills led to not only his downfall, but also led to a huge scandal in the company, resulting in multiple investigations, including his arrest and the CEO's arrest on different charges. I won't get into the backstory of how I started there or how I rose up the ranks under D. All you need to know is that he took me under his wing to train me as his protege. D was known in the company to create advertising initiatives that would be insanely profitable. He would then move one of his subordinates into managerial roles on that project, so he would move on to the next initiative. What most people didn't realize was that his initiatives were only sustainable for maybe 2 to 3 years before they would start losing money. But because D was such a prominent figure in the company, the manager who took over the project would take the blame for it, citing, quote, lack of proper management skills. So D was largely untouchable and never took the blame. D put me in charge of one of those initiatives, but instead of losing money, I was able to sustain it for more than 7 years. This gave me a staff of 200 additional sales reps to oversee. I was also the supervisor, the graphic designer, IT, HR, and I had my own accounts to manage as well, so I was working from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. 6 days a week. One of the things I always thought was weird was that D required everyone he was in charge of to provide him with their PC login and password. Keep in mind that this was the early 2000s, and our IT was barely able to build a corporate network, so this was our best way to monitor what people did on their PCs. Or so I was told. It turns out, after hours, D would log on to their PCs and would not only go through their company emails, he would also look through people's browsing history. He would set everyone's browsers to automatically save any passwords entered, so he'd read their browser emails, such as Yahoo, Gmail, etc. His justification was that he was looking for any evidence of corporate espionage or violations of information. One of the most irritating was that he required everyone to save their company Outlook PST files to his network drive. For those who aren't familiar with a PST file, they essentially are a data file that records and saves all of your messages, etc. This allowed him to monitor people's company emails from his own computer.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So when our team got so big, we had to hire our own accounting team. Because they fell under D's jurisdiction, he had access to their PST files as well. But our accounting team didn't know this. This allowed him to view a lot of financial communication between our parent company and also to predict where budgetary changes were being made. Dee would use this to maximize how he strategized his next project initiatives. He clandestinely knew where the money was going to be before anyone else, so he had time to come up with plans on how to get a bigger chunk of that cash. On the outside, his ability to do this seemed almost unnatural. But all he was doing was just reading confidential emails without anyone knowing. All accounting information was kept confidential, just within the finance team, so they didn't know Dee was readily accessing this information. Like I said, our IT team was barely conscious. Dee decided that he wanted to take a 2-week vacation and left me in charge of duties. He showed me where the PST files were, and internally, I was utterly aghast at how much he was looking at our personal communications. But I was also young, naive, and making a salary that most 20-somethings could only dream of, so I thought this was normal operations. During Dee's vacation, one of our reps dropped a cigarette down a plastic drain pipe outside the office. It turns out he'd been doing that for weeks, and the backup of cigarette butts eventually caught fire. We were forced to evacuate and close up shop for the day. Because I could work remotely, I copied all the PST files to my laptop and headed home. That's when I discovered something that will haunt me for the rest of my life. In my haste to copy the PST files, I inadvertently copied Dee's to my computer as well. Out of morbid curiosity, I figured, why the hell not? So I started looking through his emails. At first, I found emails to another director, where he was disclosing how he was able to go where the money is. It turns out, another director in another branch was also doing the same thing, and they were joking about how they were able to make so much money and set up the manager they left behind to fall. They talked about how they would share this financial information with advertisers, other publishing firms, etc., to put themselves in strategically advantageous positions for prime accounts. In a nutshell, what they were doing was sharing corporate information without the approval from the legal team. I saw junior associates get taken to court over this. I also saw emails from several female colleagues who were mysteriously removed from the company. It turns out, Dee has 9 harassment claims against him from those female colleagues. But because he was so profitable to the company, the CEO turned a blind eye, settled them out of court, and then moved Dee to a different team to avoid any negative perceptions. Many of these emails between Dee and those female colleagues was very explicit, and it was very clear his advances were unwanted. Lots of pictures of his junk, lots of pictures sent to those women of Dee and his wife engaging in activities, hoping the female colleagues would want to join in, etc. Dee also had a folder called New Accounts. By this point, my image of Dee was shattered. The guy I thought was a great mentor was just a sleazebag. So I looked into that folder and found a massive collection of some of the most explicit underage minors. My mind will forever be haunted by the filth I found there. Knowing how filthy and disgusting this man is, I wanted to put him behind bars. I wanted to sink this guy. My thought process was this. If I straight up reported the CP, it would be obvious where the reporting came from, since I was the only one who had access to his PST file. I didn't want to have a vindictive, angry Marine breathing down my neck. So instead, I reported the accounting irregularities through our anonymous company hotline. This would trigger an immediate investigation, which includes a thorough audit of a person's computer. Even though Dee had his laptop with him on vacation, his desktop computer was still very much online at the office. Accounting and legal took the investigation insanely seriously. Things moved so fast that I got a call from Dee the next day with a request. He said, I need you to write up 2 notes. One note that says, this is my 2-week notice. And the second note that says, I tender my resignation effective immediately. If the CEO asks about me, hand him whatever note you think is best. He wanted to resign and collect a severance before the investigation concluded, knowing that the company would have to call the police when they found his CP stash. If he resigned before the investigation finished, chances are that the company would just sweep it under the rug, since the problem is now gone. I never handed that note to the CEO, and the police were called, and Dee was arrested. His wife was also arrested. His daughter, which turns out, was one of the kids in the stash, and was taken in by another family member who completely cut themselves off from Dee. An added bonus to this was that the subsequent accounting investigation led to a discovery. It turns out that the CEO filed bankruptcy for one of the magazines to secure additional $15 million in funding, but instead of applying that money to a failing magazine, he pocketed $12 million of it and spent it on lavish homes in other countries. This led the CEO being arrested as well. I'm pretty sure he's serving a long sentence. I left the company shortly after, realizing the entire place was a toxic funnel of backstabbing, and that kind of behavior that went on was actually the norm at a place like this. Last I heard, Dee was still in jail, and the CEO was penniless, and the entire company was sold off to another parent company because it got so toxic to be associated with it. Okay, so I have a few things I want to bring up. First of all, OP says that if his boss Dee resigned before the investigation finished, the problem would have been swept under the rug. What kind of sleazy-ass company is he working for if they find those explicit pictures, that they'll just sweep it under the rug and consider the problem gone if Dee no longer works with them? And secondly, I don't think you can collect severance pay if you quit, but I'm not quite sure about that. So someone please let me know. Guys, and that wraps up another episode of r/pro revenge. If you missed the last episode of r/pro revenge, OP gets revenge on his boss because his boss alters his hours worked, and OP's revenge causes the company to be shut down forever. If you haven't seen it, go check it out now, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.